Now it's time for the reading of Nehemiah, coming from chapter 8. And this is out of the New Living Translation, so it will be up on the screen. On the first day of the seventh month, Ezra, the priest, brought the scroll of the law before the assembly, which included the men and women and all the children old enough to understand. He faced the square just inside the water gate from early morning until noon and read aloud to everyone who could understand. All the people paid close attention to the book of the law. Ezra, the scribe, stood on a high wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. Ezra stood on the platform in full view of all the people. When they saw him open the book, they all rose to their feet. Then Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people chanted, "Amen, amen," as they lifted their hands towards heaven. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Now the Levites instructed the people who were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God and clearly explained the meaning of what was being read, helping the people understand each passage. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who were interpreting for the people, said to them, "Don't weep on such a day as this, for today is a sacred day before the Lord your God." All the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. And Nehemiah continued, "Go and celebrate with a feast of choice foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And the Levites, too, quieted the people, telling them, "Hush, don't weep, for this is a sacred day." So the people went away to eat and drink at a festival meal, to share gifts of food, and to celebrate with great joy because they had heard God's words and understood them. On the second day, the family leaders and the priests and the Levites met with Ezra to go over the law in greater detail. As they studied the law, they discovered that the Lord had commanded through Moses that the Israelites should live in shelters during the festival to be held that month. So the people went out and cut branches and used them to build shelters on the roofs of their houses, in the courtyards of God's temple, or in the squares just inside the water gate and the Ephraim gate. So everyone who had returned from captivity lived in these shelters for 7 days of the festival, and everyone was filled with great joy. The Israelites had not celebrated this way since the days of Joshua, son of Nun. Ezra read from the book of the law of God on each of the 7 days of the festival. Then on the eighth day, they held a solemn assembly as the law of Moses required. And this is the word of God. Amen. And I just want to introduce Wanda, who is a part of our community here, and it's so good to have her sharing today. Thank you.
Well, good morning and Happy New Year to everyone. I feel privileged to share with you on this first Sunday of the new year 2019. Since I'm a member of Wycliffe Bible Translators, you might not be surprised that I will be talking about the Bible, God's Word. But that's not the only reason I chose to talk about the Bible. In Psalm 119, we read that God's Word is a light for our path. And since a new year is the beginning of a new path, it's a good time to reflect on whether we're taking advantage of this light for our path. How many of you can remember when there was basically one version of the Bible in English that we all read? Yes, I grew up reading and memorizing from the King James Version, just like some of you. It was a time when it was common to have responsive readings from the Bible during the church service, with the pastor reading one verse and the congregation reading the next verse from their Bibles, because all our Bibles were the same. But now the situation has changed. Most of us have multiple versions, either in hard copy on a bookshelf at home or at our disposal with a few clicks on our smartphone. But this situation is not true for many in the world today. There are 7,099 languages in the world, according to the present count. And of these, about half, that is 3,350, have some portion of Scripture in their language. In many cases, this may be just a single gospel or the New Testament. Less than a quarter of these would have the full Bible. In other words, less than 1,000 out of that 7,000. More or less 1,500 languages will likely not need a translation, either because the people are bilingual enough in another language that has a translation they can understand well, or because the remaining speakers are few and the language is dying out. But there are still 1,879 spoken languages that need translation. These languages represent more than 160 million people who do not have access to scriptures in a language that they comfortably understand. To put this in perspective, that means that over four times the entire population of Canada cannot pick up and read or listen to a recording of any portion of God's word in a language that speaks clearly to them. In addition to these 160 million people, there are thousands of who are deaf and who communicate in 284 different sign languages that do not yet have any scripture translated into them. The possibility of deaf people becoming acquainted with God's message through another language is even more remote than for those who are not deaf. The scripture that was read this morning is about a time when a group of people who had little access to God's word in a language which they understood well did have a chance to hear God's word read and explained to them. After 70 years in exile in a foreign country, many of the Jewish people had returned to Jerusalem and they had rebuilt the temple. But you can imagine that after 70 years, most of those who returned had never been in Jerusalem before. They grew up in a country that spoke a different language and worshipped other gods. In those days, not everybody could read, only the elite who had a chance for education. The Jewish religion was based on worship in the temple in Jerusalem. So they had not been able to worship God in the prescribed way when they were in Babylon, although I'm sure the older people passed on to the younger people their belief in one God, Yahweh, and that they, the Jews, were God's chosen people. After the people returned, they rebuilt the temple, and at least some of the sacrifices and religious holidays were reinstituted. But the common people were not familiar with the Old Testament portions of God's word that were written at that time. In 444 BC, Nehemiah arrived in Jerusalem with permission from the Persian king to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem, which was completed in an amazing 52 days of volunteer work by everyone. In the month of October of that year, Nehemiah gathered the people for the reading of God's law. Perhaps it was the books of Exodus and Leviticus, or maybe Deuteronomy. These books were likely written in Hebrew, whereas now people were speaking Aramaic from their years in Babylon. So probably it was only the priests and the Levites who understood Hebrew. the situation was maybe a lot like it was years ago when the Bible was read in Latin in the Catholic Church and then explained by the priest. And that's how it still is today for many of the 160 million people who do not have scripture in their language. It may be read to them in another language and then explained by the priest or the preacher. So on the first day of the seventh month, which would be in October of our calendar and was the Jewish Feast of Trumpets, the people gathered together and Ezra, who was a priest, read from the Book of the Law. He was standing on a platform where all the people could see him. The people, including the older children, as well as the men and women, stood for at least 5 hours while Ezra was reading. While Ezra was reading, a group of Levites were explaining to them what was read so that the meaning was clear to everyone. So how did the people react when they heard and understood God's word? When Ezra stood up to read, he praised the Lord, and the people responded by shouting, "Amen," and they bowed down to the ground and worshiped the Lord. They realized that what they would hear would be the words of the supreme God, the God of Israel. It was, I guess, an acknowledgement that those words are from God. And when we do our reading here, the reader says at the end, "This is the word of the Lord," and we say, "Thanks be to God." It's an acknowledgement that what we're hearing is God's word. And it says that they listened attentively. They had no coffee breaks. They weren't looking at their phones or whispering to their neighbors. Hearing and understanding God's word kept their attention for a whole 5 hours. As they were listening, they began to weep. They realized what God had done for them in the past and what he required of them. They realized why God had sent them into exile for 70 years due to the disobedience of their forefathers. And they realized that they themselves had not been following all that God had commanded. But Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites told the people not to weep because this was a special sacred day. It was a day to celebrate, not to mourn. So in the afternoon, the people feasted, and it says they celebrated with great joy because they had heard God's word and understood them. I would have liked to have been there for that. The following day, the family leaders, the priests, and the Levites met together with Ezra to go over the law in greater detail. They realized that hearing it once was not enough. There was need for further study in order to understand all that was there and to know how to carry it out in their community life. The heads of family would be able to ensure that their whole family followed what God had said. And the priests and Levites would ensure that the whole nation worshiped God and followed his word. As they did this study, they discovered that they were to live in shelters or booths during a festival to be held later that month. So they did what it said for 7 days during the festival time. And on each of those days, Ezra read from the Book of the Law of God. They didn't make excuses or say, "Well, let's wait until next year when we're better prepared." They immediately did what they learned as they studied God's word. What a great example. In the following chapter of Nehemiah, which we didn't read, we learn that about a week later, the people again assembled. But this time, they fasted and dressed in the way that indicated sorrow and mourning. They listened to the reading of the law for 3 hours, and then they spent 3 hours confessing their sins and worshiping God. The leaders of the Levites then prayed a wonderful prayer that recounts all that God had done for them. At the end of that, Nehemiah the governor, the priests and the Levites, and the leaders of the people all signed a document in which they promised to carefully follow all the commands of Yahweh, their God. They made an official statement, perhaps something like a statement of faith that we might sign today. So, in summary, when the people had a chance to hear and understand God's word, they worshiped the Lord, they listened attentively, they wept, and they celebrated. They studied it in detail. They did what it said. They confessed their sins and worshiped God. And they promised to follow all the commands. Now, I'd like to let you see how a group of people today respond when they get God's word in their language. I want to show you a video that tells how the New Testament and some Old Testament portions became available to the Baka people of South Sudan. This is a people group that I've had contact with most of my 28 years of working in South Sudan. I've given consultant help and project guidance to this project, and I know personally all the people you'll see in the film. Well, that are featured. You see big crowds, but the ones that are featured. And the pastor and the literacy worker who are shown were at the workshops for translating the Jesus film that I was helping with in 2016 and 2017. In some ways, the Baka people are like those of Israel in that they did not have access to God's word in their language. They were also exiles in the Democratic Republic of Congo and in Uganda during the war in South Sudan. And they have some dedicated leaders who have worked to make God's word available in the Baka language. Their New Testament was presented to them this past year. So I'll let you take a look at this video. So, how do we respond when we read God's word? Do we just read through it to fulfill the chapter we should read each day? Or do we allow it to touch our hearts, as it did for the people in Ezra's time, and it does for the Baka, who can now read it and understand it? Do we get up from reading and do what it says, like the Israelites did? Or do we forget about it and just get on with our day's plans? These are questions I've been asking myself as I begin this new year. I have half a dozen different translations of the Bible on my bookshelf, but am I opening my heart for God to speak to me through the Word as I read? Am I taking advantage of God's Word to be a light to my path as I go through the year day by day? Do I respond like the Israelites did, by worshiping the Lord, reading or listening attentively, weeping or celebrating, studying it in detail, doing what it says, confessing my sins and worshiping God, and promising to do all it commands as I begin the new year 2019? In closing, I'll give you a moment of silence to consider these questions in your own heart. And then Ricky will take over again.